Ultra, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. This hour in Celtic Cafe, it's all about rock music. Celtic rock music, to be exact. It's either rocky Celtic versions of rock songs or rocky versions of Celtic songs. Right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Yes, indeed, folks. Here we go with a solid hour of Celtic rock music. And we opened up there with a medley of songs, Irish and Scottish, from Brush Shields and his idea of what Celtic rock is all about. That's the actual title of it. Great way to open up the show. Next, we're going to move over to Scotland for a little while. We're going to start out here with Scotsman Mike Scott and the Waterboys and something called Fisherman's Blues.
Tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life with abandonment that love. No ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head. You in my arms.
The unmistakable voices there of the Everly Brothers of Edinburgh. That would be the Reed Brothers, twin brothers from Edinburgh. Of course, you know them for Letter from America and I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. But that's their cap in hand and kind of a demonstrating song for Scottish independence, as they've done all these things for the English through all the centuries, and yet they have no control over their own country. And before that, we had Runrig from the Isle of Skye, featuring two brothers, Rory MacDonald and Callum MacDonald. They are known as the best Celtic rock band with a Gaelic language. And that was their version of a song that they wrote called Protect and Survive. And we opened up there with Fisherman Blues by Scotsman Mike Scott and the Waterboys. Well, next we turn to Wolfstone, another band from Scotland, and they have a song simply entitled The Battle.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to Celtic Cafe. This hour, it's Celtic rock the entire hour. And you just finished listening to In a Big Country by Big Country, a 1983 release from Big Country. And that made a big heavy rotation on MTV. Remember when MTV was the thing? Big Country is from Dunfermline in Scotland. And we've got more Celtic rock coming right up, of course, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Show.
of my mother's chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain. Yeah, much a ring, dumma do, dumma da. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
Song that opened up the doors or the floodgates to Celtic rock. Back in 1972, it was a B-side released for Thin Lizzy, and they were just fooling around in the studio with this, practicing in between songs, and they came up singing this. The record label, unbeknownst to them, made it the B-side. It was picked up and became Top of the Pops. And that's a show in Britain, and they were actually on that show. It became a very important milestone in the beginning of Celtic rock. Another milestone is the next band, Horselips, who in 1973 released this song called Derrick Doom. And Horselips is kind of the model of most of the Celtic rock fusion that you hear today. Here they are, Horselips.
Silver in the sun. If you see me coming, you would better run, run, run.
From Derrick Doom, from Derrick Doom, from Derrick Doom, from Derrick Doom.
You speak in whispers of the devil I'm slaying. By the fire, silver devil's blade, and still you dare to flaunt yourself at me. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you.
Can't you see I'm Derrick Doom? I'm Derrick Doom. I'm Derrick Doom. I'm Derrick Doom.
And when the stars go out, you can hear me shout. Two heads are better than none. 100 heads are so much better than one.
We set sail from the Cobb Caiacarng. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for a grand city hall in New York. What a wonderful craft, she was rigged far and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She stood 7 blasts, she had 27 masts, we called her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, Hogan from County Tyrone, wee John McGurk, who was scared of a work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, drunk as a rule, fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper of the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of best lawyer rags, with 2 million bundles of stone. We had 3 million bales of Danny Ghost tales, with 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of black butter, with 8 million sides of old Lionel Hass's hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. Yow! Jimmy Coote, who would play on the flute when the dancers got up for a set. He would toot and would trill with amazing quadrilles, till the dancers were fluttered and bats. When his phone said he talk, he was cock of the walk, he rolled the dames under and over. You could tell at a glance when he took up his stance, he was one of the Irish Rover. Now we'd sail 7 years, the measles broke out, and the ship lost away in the fog. And the whole of the crew was reduced just to two, myself and the captain's all dung. Now the ship hit a rock, oh God, what a shock, I nearly turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned and died. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, Hogan from County Tyrone, wee John McGurk, who was scared of a work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, drunk as a rule, fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Yeah! We'll be right back.
spent all the money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with Golden Red Star, and I never will fade away.
There you have it, a couple of Irish pub songs, sing-along songs from Irish pubs, of course, both about rovers. First, we had Gorgeous Rex from Luton with the Irish Rover, and then from Boston, Dropkick Murphys with their version of the Wild Rover. Well, next we go to the West Coast, and their counterparts on the West Coast, that is Dropkick Murphys' counterparts, are Flogging Molly, and here they are with something called Salty Dog.
Light and blue, there's nothing more a man could do. Don't get your bollocks in a twist. Settle down, don't take a fit. You drank a demon straight from hell. He almost nearly won as well. You wiped the floor with victory. Don't puke until you fell asleep. Like the world, the banshees will. His boots will never fill a jail. You crawl into an empty boat. Far to go from Mexico. The Curtis came and so did you. From the ashes, turning blue. Smelling like a salty dog. Back from hell where you belong.
wait to see.
There we go with a poem written by Lady Narn about the 1745 rebellion, featuring Bonnie Prince Charlie with Will You Know Come Back Again by the Real Mackenzies from Vancouver, a Scottish punk rock band. Well, we're going to wrap up the show here in New York City with a band led by Larry Kerwin called Black 47, and we're going to go to Maria's Wedding.
Body and you, oh, Maria, I'll even sell
me. I give him 6 grandchildren. I'll be so respectable. I'm not even run for president. I would be so electable. I'll keep you happy and expectable. A prayer for pregnant. That way you'll never be forgetting the day I wrecked your wedding. Oh, Maria, the day I wrecked your wedding.
That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlán Lott.